Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Odds and Ends. Our first interview on tonight's show is the very touchy subject of gun control, and with us we have Drs. Winchester and Magnum, who have recently completed a book on this subject. Could you tell us, please, what motivated your current book?
Well, we have doctorates in gun control and have taught gun control to all age levels, but it wasn't until we had some guns of our own that we learned what a tricky issue this is.
Yeah, all the theory in the world didn't prepare us for how different each gun can be and how much they need a disciplined approach to life.
Now, of course, we've had a number of guns come through our hands, and we feel a little more qualified to speak on this subject.
And what is gun control without violence or abuse?
Basically, it's a gentle and well-informed way to teach your gun to be safe, no matter who he hangs out with.
For example, we had a tricky little Remington High Standard Model B pistol that would get trigger happy at the drop of a hat.
We found he had a powder problem, and we faced him about it. He claimed he liked being overloaded, and so we took away all his shooting privileges until he cleaned up his act.
Then we gave him a sense of self-worth. We used him constantly for target practice so that he wouldn't feel the need to go shooting up the neighborhood for no reason. And before we knew it, he turned into a very reliable little personal weapon.
Well, you think he was lacking in self-esteem?
Absolutely. That's one of the key reasons why these young guns go off half-cocked.
They meet up with the wrong type of person. They don't know how to say no because they crave acceptance. And before you know it, bingo, they're being confiscated by the police.
You have to teach them from the get-go how to make choices they can feel proud of. Don't go with just anyone, don't try just any kind of ammunition, and always point in a specific direction. Believe me, with the right kind of love, these guns can come through in the toughest situations.
We had a particularly nasty 30-06 rifle who became quite belligerent when he pointed it at a target. We'd aim it, and it would shoot anywhere pleased.
It turns out it had been abused by a previous owner, and rust had built up in its barrel. We cleaned it up and had a long chat with it, and it confided in us that it really wanted to go kill moose in Alaska.
So we paired it up with a nice little scope, and now the two of them are busy adorning some hunter's wall with moose racks.
They're very proud of this rifle, as you can tell.
Well, what would you say has been your most troublesome gun to date?
Well, let me think on that a second. Probably the street sweeper? Wouldn't you say so, Dr. Magnum?
Oh, definitely.
When they reach the teenagers, boy, anything can happen.
They get into riding around in fast cars, allowing themselves to be tortured about by the worst kind of people, and when somebody pulls their trigger, they just don't stop.
It's bad news.
So how do you control them?
You pull them in, strip them down until they're ready to be more responsible.
But would you call that gun control without violence or abuse?
Absolutely. We wouldn't hurt them, and we give them ample warning of the consequences of their actions.
We tell them that if they act irresponsibly, we'll haul them in and lock them in the gun safe, and then we do it. It's important for their self-confidence to know that we think them capable of handling the punishment we threaten them with. So we always carry through.
It's a tough job. But somebody's got to do it.
Are there any guns that you'd recommend as being easy to control?
Oh, I tend to be partial to the Glock 9mm pistol. Nice, well-disciplined Austrian gun. And you can use it underwater, which is an advantage to the gun. It gets taken to lots of exotic places to indulge in underwater sports.
I'm not sure how much of an advantage that is to your average gun buyer, but that's not our problem.
Thank goodness. I wouldn't like to have to find a way to control gun users without violence or abuse.
We'd be researching that man forever.
Well, thank you, Dr. Winchester and Magnum. For those of you listening at home that might have some troublesome guns lying around, the book to read is Gun Control Without Violence or Abuse. And now, our next guest on Odds and Ends...
Stop it, Nutnut. Just calm down. Just...
There now, there's nothing to worry about.
What's that? Why is that gun pointing at me?
He's really, he's just a little afraid of strangers, that's all.
Well, why did you bring that gun in the show?
Don't you dare! Okay, that's it.
Please.
That's the last time I let you sweet-talk me into bringing you out into public.
Get that thing out of here. Get it.
Oh, please. Don't.
Stop it, you lousy gun.